And Taoiseach Simon Harris goes to Brussels today as the new head of government. There he'll meet the head of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and then he'll travel on to Warsaw and he'll meet the President of the European Council, Charles Michel, and attend a summit hosted by Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk. The situation in Gaza and the Taoiseach's statement that Ireland will shortly recognise the state of Palestine, these are expected to be raised by the new Taoiseach, whose visit comes as the European Parliament approves an overhaul of migration policy. From Brussels, I'm joined by Suzanne Lynch, Associate Editor of Politico. And good morning to you, Suzanne. Simon Harris, I suppose in ministries like higher education and health, he would have had a more limited exposure to Brussels than some of his ministerial colleagues. I wonder how well does he know Ursula von der Leyen and the other European bureaucrats that he's going to encounter?
Yeah, good morning, Mary. I think that is very true. He doesn't have the same level of experience as other leaders in terms of representing Ireland around the EU table. He was, of course, here in Brussels many times. I remember meeting him myself here when he was Minister of State, etc. About 8 or 9 years ago, he would have come over here for meetings, but not at the level he is now going to be at. And I think it's quite significant that in the next couple of months, there are going to be quite a lot of EU summits. We're coming into the European Parliament elections. We've got an EU summit next week, which we don't usually have in April. We've then got extra one in June. So there's going to be a big emphasis on EU affairs in the coming months. So I think it is very significant that the Taoiseach has decided to come to Brussels so quickly. He could have obviously waited until next week. He will be here for a summit. But I think it's sending a very strong message by Ireland that it sees its role in Europe as central to its international relations. I think it's interesting that he's chosen to come to Brussels first rather than, say, London. And I think it is making a statement. It would be relatively unusual that a new Prime Minister would come this quickly. So he is having a meeting with Ursula von der Leyen. And actually, she now has a new Chief of Staff who is an Irishman, Anthony Whelan, who has stepped in there because her usual Chief of Staff is now running her campaign for her. So a big Irish connection there now at the top of her her whole office there in the European Commission. So we'll be meeting her and Metsola, both members of the EPP. That's the centre-right group of which Fine Gael is a part. So that is another connection, if you like, that he will have with them.
And the two key issues he'll want to get across, will they be that question around Palestine and recognition of Palestine and that decision by the European Parliament overnight on asylum policy?
Well, I think this is going to be a difficult conversation. I think Ireland is there's obviously a movement now within a small number of countries within the EU to move towards this recognition of a Palestinian state. But that is by no means shared across the EU, particularly in Germany, Ursula von der Leyen's home country. And I don't think there is going to be a huge pickup for that across the EU. But we have seen some countries, particularly Spain, come out and indicate that they want to recognise Palestine before July. So there is movement coming here. I think actually when he goes on to Warsaw, to Poland later in the evening, there was already a meeting happening there that Charles Michel was hosting. But at that meeting, the Spanish will be there, for example, other like-minded countries. And I think there could be more progress there. And of course, Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish Prime Minister, is coming to Ireland on Friday. So I think there is movement there. But whether he gets a lot of pickup from von der Leyen herself remains to be seen.
Yeah, because the indications from Antonish were that Ireland want to move, but do not want to move unilaterally. So they want to form alliances with other like-minded countries here on this question.
That's very true. And at the last European summit, there was a statement by Ireland, Spain, Malta and Slovenia. And there has been a few smaller countries who've been part of this discussion. Spain is a big figure here, though. And as I said, that Sanchez meeting between the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister will probably be crucial there. But I think the timing is going to be everything. There's a reluctance by most or some of the countries in the EU to do this at this point. It was always seen as something that would come as part of the final stage, if you like, in a kind of a negotiated peace solution, a two-state solution. But obviously there is momentum now to do that earlier. And other countries have moved. The UK, Australia, even the United States are now talking about it. So I do think, you know, the wind is at the back of this, in terms of recognition of the state. But the timing when this will happen will be a highly sensitive topic for discussion. Mm.
Suzanne, talk to me about asylum policy and how after many years of negotiation, the European Parliament has finally approved an overhaul.
Yes, I mean, this has been a long time coming. This stretches back to the migration crisis back in 2015 and 2016, when the EU was overwhelmed and couldn't agree a policy. So finally, it did pass the European Parliament yesterday with a packed chamber. There were a lot of protests there. You have people from the far right criticising it, and you have people from NGOs and organisations who worry that this is a toughening of EU migration policy. The proposal is trying to balance a lot of different interests here, but I do think it does reflect a kind of hardening of the EU position over the last, couple of years. And I think the context of the European elections coming up just in a couple of months is very important here, because it's such a big issue. We've heard Simon Harris himself talk about migration in his Ardèche speech, talking about, firm but fair. This kind of language, I think a lot of countries are moving towards that. So I think it was an important message for the EU to show that it's getting some kind of handle on this issue before they get into election season in a big way in the next couple of months.
Is that firmly over the line now, or are there other fences to jump on this? The EU Council summit is taking place next week as well.
Yes, I mean, it has to be, Ireland had to opt in. Ireland was a specific example, but it does have to be signed off, if you like, by EU countries. They have in principle agreed to it. But one worry now for the EU is that Donald Tusk, the relatively new Prime Minister of Poland, who is hosting the dinner tonight with Simon Harris, he has said he is not that happy with this. Poland argues it has taken so many Ukrainian refugees in particular that it is opposed to this and would have always opposed EU migration policy on this back in 2015, 2016. So that may well be something that he discusses at that dinner tonight in Warsaw that the Taoiseach will be attending.
Suzanne Lynch, Associate Editor of Politico, thank you very much indeed. And Ireland's position on asylum policy is something we'll be discussing with the Justice Minister when she's with us later on in the programme.